When you order that special filet at a restaurant or store, you're often going on trust that the fish actually is what the menu or label says it is. In Washington, two state agencies are asking for tougher penalties to deter seafood fraud. Correspondent Tom Bonzi reports, mislabeling is more common than you might think.
Investigators for Consumer Reports recently found more than one-fifth of the fish they submitted for DNA identification was mislabeled at the point of sale. Washington Fish and Wildlife Police Deputy Chief Mike Sensi says the penalties for false labeling need to be stronger.
The most I could do for a first-time offender, regardless of scale of fraud, would be to write them up for $200. That person's laughing all the way to the bank.
Sensi testified at the Washington legislature in favor of making bigger cases of fraud a gross misdemeanor and threatening the worst offenders with felony prosecution. This would be more in line with the current penalties Oregon State Police and Department of Agriculture can levy. In Olympia, several fishing and seafood processing groups spoke in favor of putting teeth into the law to support consumer confidence. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.